HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about events, festivals, and road trips around Colorado. Before I get started on this week's segment, I wanted to tell you about HeidiTown.com Gives Back. Each month, a Colorado-based nonprofit of my choosing is receiving free ad space on HeidiTown.com. This month's organization is Freedom Service Dogs out of Inglewood. Established in 1987, their mission is to train dogs to aid disabled military veterans, and all the dogs in their program come from shelters. For more information on HeidiTown.com Gives Back, visit the blog. For more information on February's nonprofit, go to freedomservicedogs.org. This year, Valentine's Day lands on a Tuesday, so many of you are probably celebrating this weekend. And there are a couple events here in Northern Colorado that just might be the ticket for that special evening with your honey. Why not take your special someone to Loveland this weekend? In addition to Night on the Town, scheduled for this Friday, also this weekend at the historic Feed and Grain, it's Love and Light, a contemporary art, photography, and light exhibition. Presented by Studio Bluebird, Love and Light runs Friday through Sunday, and art lovers shouldn't miss this fantastic show. Visit loveandlightloveland.com for all the details and a list of featured artists. Here in Fort Collins, enjoy Dancing with the Stars, presented by the Canyon Concert Ballet at the Sunset Event Center this Saturday evening. Dance styles range from swing to tango to Lindy Hop. Find out more at ccballet.org. And don't forget, all the ice rinks are still open around Colorado, from downtown Fort Collins to Skyline Park in Denver. If the winter is getting you a little down, it might be a good time to start thinking about gardening at the 53rd Annual Colorado Garden and Home Show at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. I've been to this event several times, and it's huge. One of the years I attended, CSU had planted an entire garden inside the convention center. The show is this weekend, and to get all the dirt, visit gardeningcolorado.com. Another way to beat the winter blues is at the Denver Botanic Gardens Orchid Showcase that runs through February 20th. More than 200 flowering orchids are on display, and on the weekends there are special events surrounding the showcase. Visit botanicgardens.org for information. Here's a unique event. This weekend and next, enjoy the 4th Annual Cripple Creek Ice Festival. This year's theme is A Military Salute Carved in Ice. Held on Main Street, the event features ice sculptures and lots of live entertainment for the entire family. To learn more, visit cripple-creek.co. If you are headed up to the mountains this weekend, you might consider Copper Uncorked, a winter wine festival on Friday through Sunday. This is my kind of event. They call it the most attitude-free wine and food festival in the Colorado Rockies. This is a celebration of wine, food, and winter recreational activities. For more, visit copperuncorked.com. Also in the mountains this weekend, the Winter Teva Mountain Games are in Vail. More at tevamountaingames.com. And it's finally here. An event you've heard me talk about previously, Steamboat Winter Carnival, is February 8th through the 12th. This is the 99th year of this event, so you know it's got to be good. And it really is. We attended last year and had so much fun. Visit steamboat-chamber.com for information. And now to plan ahead. For those of you looking for a fun winter road trip, the High Plains Snow Goose Festival is February 23rd through the 26th in Lamar, Colorado. Hundreds of thousands of geese fly through this area, and for 10 years they've been celebrating the birds and the heritage of Southeast Colorado. If you enjoy nature, this incredible event has all sorts of wildlife tours, talks, and so much more. Visit highplainssnowgoose.com or find the festival on Facebook. That's all for this week. To find out even more about what's happening around Colorado, join the town's block party on Facebook at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB. You can also follow me on Twitter or Circle the Town on Google+. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.